Now, a limited state of emergency has been declared in South Buffalo, and as WBFO's Ashley Hertzel reports, city officials updated the public on the situation in that part of the city.
A driving ban has been issued in South Buffalo, where there are roughly 100 cars stranded. Nearly half of the vehicles stranded have people still inside them. Commissioner of Public Works Steve Stepniak says the city has hired private crews to tow vehicles and remove snow in the area.
We're going to continue that operations through the night.
Mayor Byron Brown says police have been positioned at all entry and exit points in South Buffalo to enforce the ban.
Doctors, nurses, EMS, police and fire, or emergency personnel will be allowed to travel. If you are not an emergency first responder, you will not be allowed to travel out of South Buffalo or into South Buffalo.
Tickets are not being issued to people traveling near the South Buffalo area, but Brown says he's encouraging people to stay away so that no more cars become stranded. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.
County Executive Polen Cars, in his news conference, which just wrapped up, said the Buffalo Niagara Airport is open, but several bus routes are not operating at this time. They are operating in the north towns, but clearly not in the south towns and in South Buffalo. Also gave an update on the situation regarding courts tomorrow. City Court, Buffalo City Court, and state and county courts will be closed tomorrow in downtown Buffalo. The county executive also raised some concerns about staffing at local hospitals, and the county health commissioner says there is currently no access to South Buffalo Mercy Hospital. She advised folks to stay home for non-emergencies and says that ambulances are on delayed responses across much of the region. Buffalo law enforcement is keeping a close watch on violators of a partial city driving ban in South Buffalo. WBFO's Mike Desmond is checking out that part of the city.
Buffalo police have effectively sealed off South Buffalo, trying to keep people from driving into the epicenter of this storm, at least the city of Buffalo's epicenter. Otherwise, it's cold out here, it's snowing, and even on some city streets, the winds are so strong that you're getting whiteout conditions on residential streets here on the edge of South Buffalo. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.
For the first time, Wegmans says it was forced to close three Buffalo area stores south of the city due to the lake effect storm. WBFO's Eileen Buckley has the details.
We did hear the snow totals as of this morning from some of those stores, and they were just socked.
Michelle Mahaffey is consumer affairs manager at Wegmans. Wegmans in West Seneca, the Lawson Road store in Depew, and a Blaisdell Wegmans on McKinley Parkway all closed today due to weather.
We closed the West Seneca store first, and then about an hour later, we had to close the Lawson store and McKinley as well.
Wegmans wanted to make sure both employees and shoppers were not put in any danger. Many of the workers could not get to store sites due to the heavy lake snows. Deliveries to some of the Wegmans were also stalled along the thruway. Mahaffey says stores are expected to stay closed until 7 tomorrow morning.
That's what we're saying right now. You know, obviously we will have to reassess the situation. We have another call this afternoon, and we'll be looking at the weather reports throughout the evening.
And a footnote to this story. Ironically, Wegmans opened its first store in Cheektowaga on Dick Road back in the blizzard of 1977. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
The Buffalo Sabres have announced that tonight's game against the San Jose Sharks at First Niagara Center will be played as scheduled. That game is scheduled for 7:30 this evening. Due to the inclement weather and dangerous driving conditions, the Sabres are urging anyone planning to attend the game to obey local traffic advisories and driving bans and to use caution and allow for extra time getting to the arena. Fans who are unable to attend the game will be able to exchange their unused tickets for tickets to a future Sabres game. But again, the Sabres game tonight is going on as scheduled. Forecast for the rest of the day, a lake effect snow warning remains in effect until 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Lake effect snow and blowing snow may be heavy at times. Another 2 feet of accumulation still possible in parts of Erie County, 9 to 19 inches in Genesee and Wyoming counties, 5 to 10 inches in Chautauqua and Cattaraugus. Areas north of Buffalo are clear of the snow, Niagara and Orleans County, just a light dusting, if anything. Windy and cold for the rest of the day, highs in the low 20s, lake effect snow will continue.